Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we hear from Diana D'Souza from the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce on the Business Awards nominations opening up. Haley Blank from Sunbelt Rentals joins us to talk about the Sunbelt Lead Corps Charity Cup coming up in July. And lastly, a national champion in Fort McMurray, Jeremy Walenga, the head coach of the Keanu Huskies men's basketball team, joins us to discuss winning the program's first national title. Joining me on the phone here today is Diana D'Souza, the executive director of Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Diana, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing pretty great. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Perfect. Great to have you on the show here, Diana. What can you tell us about the 2024 Business Awards? I understand nominations are now open.
Yes, it's such an exciting time. I always say with the Business Awards, it's a year-long labor of love, but we start early. We start by opening nominations to the public. So we open nominations over 13 categories to the public, and basically what we're asking the residents of Fort McMurray is to nominate a business that has served you well, a business that's provided excellent service, a business that's really contributed to the community, that's innovative, that's a new startup and has done great work. So if you go to our website, you'll see a number of categories, and the residents and other businesses can nominate businesses in all these different categories. This is something we do year after year. It's something that chambers do, which is recognize business excellence in the community. Also, it's one to show appreciation for businesses that has done excellent work and has contributed to the community, but it's also to provide an example and an inspiration for others to aspire to be that business that wins these awards. And it's something that we do every year. We start the nomination process in somewhere between March and April. Then we'll go through an adjudication process. Then we will have People's Choice, and then we will actually have the award ceremony, which is a fabulous night on October the 24th.
You kind of touched on this, Diana, but what criteria should be considered when nominating a business or enterprise for these awards?
So there are a number of criteria, and each category has its very specific requirements. But we look, first of all, to ensure that you haven't won in the past couple of years, so that, you know, give an opportunity to other businesses to win. We look also to see that you've contributed significantly and in a meaningful way to the economic and well-being of Wood Buffalo, so that as a successful business that you are giving back to the community, that you have, evidence of sustained fiscal and financial viability, that you've either grown or you've maintained your financial stability, that the business is solid and strong. But we are also looking that a business has not derived more than 30% of their income and their revenue from grants or donations, so that it's a business that is gaining its revenues from selling a product or a service. And those are the three base criteria. And then each category, you know, for example, emerging entrepreneur, that will look and see that you've been in business only for the past few years. It'll look for the same thing, social corporate collaboration, you know, to what extent do you give back to the social profits in your community and stand out, indigenous-owned businesses. We look for franchise. And for the franchise, we look for a local owner, somebody that is local to the community, and that even though it's a franchise, it is a franchise that gives back to the community and has a strong presence in the community. So each category does have a little different requirement outside of the base requirement.
How do you believe these awards help contribute to the success of local businesses in the Fort McMurray area?
You know, we have had, I can tell a little story of one particular business who actually didn't win one year. And she came back to me and she said, you know what, I am so inspired. I'm going to go get a storefront and I'm going to do everything that I can so that I can win it and grow my business. I have another business that has submitted an application over the past couple of years and came to me, what do I need to do to win? It's building a sustainable business. It's ensuring that you're viable. It's giving back to the community. So one, it inspires businesses to do better, but it also rewards the business for both their financial and market success, but also for contributing to the economy. So I would say that it is a very, very strong motivator, as well as a very significant form of recognition for businesses. Businesses that win are always extremely happy and very, very pleased to put out their trophies and to say that they've won because they have made an impact in whatever way they've had in their sectors.
Are there any new awards being introduced this year that people should know about, or new awards over the last couple of years even?
So we've brought in the ones over the past few years. We introduced about 3 years ago the Lifetime Achievement Award. And last couple of years, we brought in the Franchise Business Awards.
So what benefits are there for businesses taking part in these awards, aside from winning?
Well, you know, a lot of these businesses, so the reality is winning these awards is a precursor to winning other awards, which also is a precursor to building your brand, being able to stand out when you're tendering for products or services. It is an advantage to say that you've won these awards. It is also validation because we do a fairly thorough vetting of the businesses that win. So it's a level of validation and it's recognition amongst your peers of the excellent work. What we also do is of the businesses that win, we will submit some of their names to the Alberta Chamber of Awards. So we've had Birch Mountain Enterprise that won locally and then won Best of Alberta Business of Distinction. We had Ginger Bannock last year who won at Alberta level for Best Indigenous Business after winning at our level. And we've submitted a couple of names again this year and we're hoping that those businesses will also win at an Alberta level. So it elevates the business, it elevates the business brand, it validates the business. And it also offers up new opportunities for the business beyond Fort McMurray.
Aside from these awards, what does the chamber have coming up in terms of events?
Oh my God, we always have so much. So we just finished our job fair. We've got a member mixer featuring LifeMark at the beginning of April. We have our trade show, our spring trade show that's coming up on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of April. And the beginning of May, on May 1st, we'll be having a partnership luncheon, which is all we do now. Our luncheons are in partnership with the Arts Council, talking about arts fueling the economy. And we'll have our annual general meeting on the 29th of May. And then we'll have our Birdies for Business Golf Tournament on June 13th. We have another member mixer hosted by Mini Green Havens. And I can go on. There's a whole lot more. You may not want to know of all of them, but we also have our fall trade show. We'll have our Christmas trade show. We'll have a luncheon with RBC on succession planning in September. We'll have a lot of Small Business Week events in October, plus the actual business award. And we're actually working. We do a lot of advocacy as a chamber, so we're actually looking to do another crime reduction collaboration with the RCMP to talk to business about downtown as it warms up and as we move into summer. That's just some of it, and there's probably more that will end up on the docket as we go along.
Well, we'll definitely have you back on to talk about all those events and more. Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Anything else you'd like to add on the business awards?
No, I would just say please, I encourage you to nominate a business, nominate many businesses in any category. It's even if the business does not want, just being nominated means so much to them. And, you know, just recognize good businesses and encourage everybody to nominate one or many businesses in our region.
Awesome stuff, Diana. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Haley Blank. She's the organizer for the Sunbelt Lead Core Charity Cup. Haley, how are you doing here today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well as well. So, Haley, tell us about the Sunbelt Lead Core Charity Cup Golf Tournament and what people should know.
Yeah, you bet. So, myself, along with Lead Core, connected about 3 years ago and decided to put our heads together and start a tournament that was able to raise enough money to give back and stay local to the community. Myself, along with Colin Gulovich, who originally started this plan, met and we put our heads together as far as how we could make an impact. Our biggest focus was picking a family in need and then finding a non-for-profit organization where we could make a difference in funding for that year. So with our industry partners, our clients, we were able to have a huge success in our first year. Kind of shocked us actually at how well we were supported within the community. So we had people flying in from across Canada, across the US, and from that first year to now, it's kind of grown into this huge event. We usually typically kick off our event in July or August, and by September we have people reaching out to already sponsor and partake in the next year. So for us, it's really about making an impact in our community and giving back to a select family as well as a non-for-profit.
So what cause is the golf tournament going to be supporting this year?
So we have chosen the Local Hero Foundation, as well as a six-year-old boy, Anthony Jackson. They will both be the recipients of this year's money. It was a fairly easy decision for us on our part, knowing how important accessibility to emergency air transportation is, and also hearing about Anthony's story with multitude of things that he's facing at the age he is and kind of what that looks like moving forward.
So over the years, I imagine this tournament has done a lot of good in the community. Could you tell us about tournaments in the past and how beneficial they have been for the community?
Yeah, you bet. So in 2021 was our first tournament. We were able to support Amelia Powder and her family with her fight against leukemia, as well as the Northern Lights House Foundation. In 2022, we supported a dad that was facing cholangial carcinoma, which is a bile duct cancer. Through that, we were able to help support his family. He was the financial provider and facing kind of this bile duct cancer, wasn't able to provide for his family, his wife and three children. We also supported Big Brothers, Big Sisters. This allowed the group to take on an additional 130 children from ages 6 to 18 and funded a multitude of additional programs that they were able to offer. In 2023, we supported a little boy named Kane. He had Mobius syndrome, which prevented him from lateral eye movement, wasn't able to eat. He stopped breathing about 17 times per hour, and also had Pollen syndrome. So this was a huge help for Kane and his family and the CPAP machine that he was able to get, but also for future treatments and equipment that will be required. And we also, again, supported the Northern Lights Health Foundation.
So how has support for this event kind of grown over the years? As you mentioned, a few people that travel quite a ways to get here for this tournament.
Yeah, I think with the Sunbelt and the Lead Core name, we've been able to reach a lot of our key vendors, industry partners, as well as clientele who've really grown attached to this event. We also have a ton of folks who come in and support it at no cost. We've got, you know, Robbie Picardi, who's well known in the community here. He hosts the interviews with the family. He's also provided media throughout the day. We also have quite a few industry partners that step up financially and support with huge dollars so that we're able to put on this big event that people desire to come and be a part of. But really, it truly strikes everybody's heart, the family that we choose. We always focus on a platform that enables us to talk to what the family faces and also bring awareness to those syndromes so they can take that back and talk to other folks about it, I think is the key for us.
So how can people get involved when it comes to sponsorship?
They can reach out to me direct. My contact number is 587-990-0977, or I can be reached via email, which is Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y dot blank, B-L-A-N-K, at sunbeltrentals.com.
And to get involved, you know, playing in this event, I don't imagine you have to be Tiger Woods or anything to play either.
No, you certainly don't. It's all about having fun. So anyone that does sponsor, we've opened up registration as of now. Once we do sell out of sponsorships, we will open up registration to the public. The key for us is to make it fun. So for anyone that does come out, they know that there are a ton of activities, whether it's tow the side-by-side, spin it to win it. We've got a golf ball cannon that you get to launch and hit a target. All of these activities make our tournament unique. They make it fun. We also host a huge live auction at our banquet as well.
And lastly, on a personal note, Haley, what motivates you to dedicate, you know, a lot of time and effort to organizing this charity golf tournament year after year?
I feel so fortunate to live in such a wonderful community, and I look at my kids and my husband and where we are today, and I'm thankful for everything that I have. You know, there's a lot of folks that are struggling day to day, or they have to battle, you know, with a kid being sick. And I think the key for me is wanting to make a difference in the community. So helping alleviate some of that financial stress with a family who otherwise is trying to balance a job, look after their kid who's facing some sort of illness, also take care of the rest of the family. If we're able to provide a little bit of relief and to focus on what's important, that makes our community stronger, but it also, you're passing it along. Hopefully that one day that person does the same for the next. And I think, you know, building up our services, whether it's the hospital, whether it's, you know, helicopter support, whether it's big brothers, big sisters, these are all things that we offer in our community that can help each other. And I think it's key that we support those initiatives and that we all come together and make those move forward.
Haley Blank, the organizer for the Sunbelt Leadcor Charity Cup. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
I would like to add that, you know, we've done this for 3 years. We've raised over $500,000. Our goal is to hit $1 million by year six. And we just encourage the community, if you have a want or a need to get involved, please reach out. We'd also love to support you if you have an event. It's all about supporting one another. So hopefully this spikes some interest and we get to see some new faces this year.
Awesome. Haley, thank you so much again for your time here today.
Thank you so much.
We wrap up the show with Jeremy Walenga from the Keanu Huskies men's basketball program next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Jeremy Walenga, the Keanu men's basketball head coach. Jeremy, how's it going here today?
Today's a good day, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
It is a good day. National championship heading back to Fort McMurray after the Canada men's basketball team wins their first in program history. That's got to be a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's not something we obviously thought about when we started out. I mean, our goal was to win a national title. But in terms of you know, it being the first, all that stuff, I think that's still, it's kind of sinking in and setting in. And we couldn't be more proud for the school and the athletics program and the city of Fort McMurray to finally bring that home.
Yeah, again, something that has never been done before, even just to go to nationals. So that had to be cool knowing that this is new territory for you.
Yeah, it was. It was new territory. But you know what? Our guys were bought in. You know, we were tested big time at the ACAC championships, and I think that really prepared us for the national tournament. And, you know, we just kind of put our head down and continue to follow our routine and our process, and we really locked in on each individual day and game plan. And, you know, we just found a way to get through each one, and next thing you know, we're in the national final, and we found a way, and here we are.
What do you feel were some of those key factors in your team's success throughout the tournament?
Yeah, it was 100% defense. We locked in on every single game plan. Our guys did such a good job of picking things up quick, obviously from day to day and game to game, and the styles changing from team to team. And I thought our guys adapted very well. And to learn a new team and a new personnel and who new players are and best players each day, and the way we responded, and to hold all three teams in the 50s. When some of those teams have some pretty high averages, it was a pretty impressive defensive display, and you know, all credit goes to our guys and the way they played well together.
Yeah, that semifinal, you guys knocked down a team that scored 100 in their opening game of the tournament, held them to, again, in that 50s range. So as the adage goes, defense wins championships.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, that game was a big one. Obviously, Humber has a historic program with many national titles. And, you know, their expectation is to win a national title every year, being downtown Toronto and such a big school. And we knew they were on our side of the draw, and we kind of circled that one. Hopefully, we could get there and get a chance at them, knowing how big of a program that was. And I think that was definitely a program-defining moment and win for our program. And, you know, it set us up and set the stage for yesterday.
Facing
Saturday, I guess.
Facing another Toronto team in the final, George Brown. What was your message to the room heading into that final?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, a little bit of the same message in terms of just making everything tough. You know, we had a couple key players that we wanted to key on and make sure we made it hard for them and didn't get them anything easy or nothing uncontested, and make sure we made every catch hard. And then we had to make sure we rebounded because they're very athletic and they had some size. And, you know, it took us a while to get going. We had a real slow start. Only scored 11 points in the first quarter, and we're down. But, boy, did we respond in the second quarter. And we had a run there that I think was kind of the difference in the game, and led by our big man, Evan Meyer, in the second quarter. And the guys fed off that, and it really gave us momentum heading into the second half.
I imagine the players are elated to win this one. But what does this championship mean to you and the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's about the players. You know, to watch them celebrate and you know, it's just sometimes, you know, young student athletes may not see why they're doing all the hard work and what I'm asking to do, the certain things, because you always don't get the result that you want, but it doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. And, you know, the last couple of years we've come up so short and we've been doing the right things. We just kind of didn't get over that hump. And, you know, to see that kind of click and the enjoyment and everything they got from winning that ACAC championship, and they knew, okay, this is why we do all the hard work. I think it even made them dig in and understand even more and fine tune the things that we do. And I think it really showed them. I think we got better at the national tournament. And, you know, what means the most to me is to see them enjoy it and enjoy that championship experience. And that's what's most important to us as a coach and staff.
And then seeing them come home, taking the milk run back from Moncton to Montreal, Montreal to Calgary, Calgary home, with the trophy in hand too. That's got to be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I think we had a few different guys take turns being responsible for the trophy throughout the day, and I don't think that, that flight was long. I don't think I've ever been so excited to get on a bus from Calgary to Fort Mac in my life. It was just to get to that bus to kind of just relax. And I think the guys were joking around. They strapped it into the diversified bus with the seatbelt and made sure it got home safe.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. How do you think this national championship will help the program for years to come?
Yeah, I think, I think we've obviously earned the respect in terms of Alberta with our teams the last few years and just slowly building. And like I said, we just didn't get over the hump, give all credit. We ran into Fate and they were the national champs last year and they've been one of the best teams. And, we ran into them a couple years in a row. We didn't get to the national stage. So I don't know if our program really got that recognition nationally. And, it was kind of the first time that we've been to that national stage in a while. And it's the first time we've been there as a champion. And I thought we took advantage of the opportunity and kind of, put Keanu on the map for men's basketball. And, we're very excited to go forward. And I think we got a real good group and a real special group that could be coming back that we're ready to try to make some noise and focus on the road to Montreal next year.
I was about to ask, how long do you celebrate this one before starting the chase for number two?
Well, I think there's a few messages that went out between me and the guys this morning. We got a special group, and I think you don't know when you're going to have these windows or these opportunities, and for us to get this one this year, I had two guys ask me already when we're going to get back in the gym, so I don't think it's going to be long before we continue to start working and kind of regrouping, and we all got to get better. The players got to get better, I got to become a better coach, and that's what we do between, March to September now.
What message do you have for the fans and supporters of this team that have watched you throughout the year?
In all honesty, it's emotional. It's something that I don't know. It just kind of snowballed together. We've obviously had a strong core of fans that have followed us all along. Like in my time here, it just seems to be picking up steam and getting bigger and bigger. The messages, the watch parties we heard about, the support that got us through the quarterfinal, the ACAC Final Four here, and then all the love and support from the city of Fort McMurray. Like I said, it is a bit emotional. It's a rallying point for so many people reaching out. I don't know how we're going to thank the community. I'm not sure, but we don't do it without them. And I don't know. The guys love it here. I love it here. And we're thankful to be supported by such a great city like Fort McMurray. But Fort McMurray always rallies around people and around situations. That's what kind of this community is built on. And, we're happy to be able to represent this city and the community, and hopefully we did them proud.
Jeremy Wilenga, the head coach of the national champion Keanu men's basketball team. It's got a good ring to it. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Oh, thanks. I'll get used to that forever. So I appreciate it. And, thanks for taking the time to support us and give us the coverage.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining the show. We have another busy show for you planned for tomorrow, so please stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.